Okay, today's daf is Bukharos daf Samach Aleph, the very last daf in Maseches Bukharos, and today's shir, as the entire Masechta, has been sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and we again thank him very much for the sponsorship. We are holding all the way back on daf Samach Amud Beis at the very top of the page, and we're going to try to make a run for it and finish the Masechta Bezrat Hashem today. So we're going to talk about first what happens if, as you're counting the Maaser Behema, when number 9 comes out, you call it 10, and then you try to correct, so you call number 10 number 9, and then you call number 11 number 10. So we had mentioned in the Mishnah that all three are kadosh, so we're going to talk about that halacha. Then we're going to talk about what happens when two animals come out together and you call them the same number. You call both number 9 and 10 9, or both number 9 and 10 10, or both number 10 and 11 10, or both number 10 and 11 11. So what happens to the animals? And then we're going to discuss if there is such a case that the 11th one can become kadosh even if you're not oker the Shem Asiri from the 10th, because the Mishnah had given a rule that the 11th one cannot become kadosh unless you're oker the Shem Asiri from the 10th one. And we're going to have a machlokas whether calling the 10th one 11 is considered to be oker Shem Asiri. Is that called that you are uprooting the Shem Asiri? And then on the bottom of Samach Amud Beis, we're going to have a stira between three different brisos about what to do when two come out as the 10th. What do you do with these two animals? Three different opinions and three different brisos, and we're going to try to reconcile that stira. And then on Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, we're going to discuss whether Rabbi Yehuda holds that Tmuras Meiser is Mesa, that a Tmura from an animal that has Kedushas Meiser Behema has to be left to die. And then the very last discussion in the Masechta is whether when you send a Shaliach to do your Meiser Behema and he does it incorrectly, he does the count incorrectly, what the ramifications of that are. Do the same rules of Kedusha, the potential Kedusha that could be challah, number 9 or number 11, apply even when it was done by a shliach and not by the Bailim himself? So let's begin Samach Amud Beis at the top. So the Mishnah said that all three are mekudashin. So the Gemara brings the source for this. Tan Rabbanan, minayin shem karlachi asiru lasiru chila chalas rasiri, shashosha mekudashin. How do I know that when you call number 9, 10, number 10, 9, and number 11, 10, that all three are kadosh, tamalomar, bakal mas, or bakar betzon, kola shayavar, tachas ashavet, asiri, yeah kadosh. So from the lush on the pasuk, that anything that's called asiri, whether it's that you counted it as asiri or not, or whether it just happens to be the 10th one, it is meiser. So yachol shani marba af shmini yishneima. So I'm thinking, okay, good. Anything I call asiri, whether it's actually the 10th one or it's just something I called asiri, is going to be kadosh. So I might think that the 8th one and the 12th one, if I call them asiri, that they're kadosh as well. So marta hol v'hu kadosh v'tu usum miskadashas. Since both the actual 10th one is kadosh and the one that was mistakenly called number 10 is kadosh, mahu einam kadoshel b'samuch. Just like by definition, the actual 10th one is only when it's in proximity to number 10, because there's no greater proximity than being it. So the actual 10th one is in proximity to number 10 because it is number 10. After usu einam kadoshel b'samuch. So too, that which is mistakenly called 10 can only become 10 when it's in proximity to the actual number 10, and therefore only number 9 or number 11 can become kadosh when you call it number 10. But number 8 and number 12 are too far away from the real number 10 to become kadosh when you call them number 10. So ask the Gemara of Tanya, how can you darsh in the pasuk that the chi and the achadas are kadosh if you make a mistake and you call them 10? Vatanya, the Brisa says, mahu miyuchad aftu sum yuchedes. That just like the 10th one is only a single animal, so too when you make a mistake and you call something else number 10, Kedushas Meiser is not going to be chal unless you only made a mistake on one of them. And therefore, number 9 and 11 should not both be eligible for Kedusha. So, Tani Tana Kamed Rabbi Yochanan Hamani, the author of this Braisa, is Rabbi Lazar ben Rabbi Shimon. He calls like Rabbi Lazar ben Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya, Rabbi Lazar ben Rabbi Shimon Omer, the Olam Ein Achadas Ar Kadosh Achi Yishtok Pachii. Enochinami, Rabbi Lazar ben Rabbi Shimon holds that the 11th one will not be Kadosh unless you didn't call number 9, number 10, unless you were Shosek Ba'asiri. And then you called number 10, number 9, and you called number 11, number 10. That's the only case where number 11 is going to be Kadosh. Because if you actually called number 9, 10, then 11 cannot be Kadosh because 9 is already Kadosh. So the Gemara explains the Svara for Blazer Reb Shimon that you can't have two different Tlaim that are both called the Shame Asiri. Savar lak Reb Yehuda, he holds like Reb Yehuda Damar Tos, Meiser Tzmura Havi, that a mistaken Shame Meiser, someone who calls Asiri to number 9 or to number 11, has Kedusha, but it's considered like Tmuras Meiser, it's considered like an exchange for the actual Meiser, Vesavala Kavua, and he holds like his father, Rabbi Shimon, Tamar Ein Meimar, Choser Meimar, that if you were Hamer, Behemas Kodesh, on a Behemas Chulin, you're not allowed to be Meimar again, the first one, on another Behemas Chulin. And therefore, after you made the mistake and you called the ninth one number 10, if you make another mistake and call the 11th one number 10, it's not going to become Kadosh because you cannot have two tamuros of a single kedusha, and there's only one kedushas meiser over here, so you can't have both number 9 and number 11 take upon themselves that kedushas meiser. So now the Gemara is going to discuss, okay, what happens when two come out at the same time and you call them both by the same number? So we're going to have four permutations. Amarava, yatsu shnayim b'tshiv, two animals come out ninth, meaning they come out together, karanchi, and you call them both 9. So halach is asiri v'chulin mur Ravin Zebazeh. That's considered that you have Meiser and Chulin mixed together. Asiri Me'elav Kadosh, because the one that was actually number 10 is Kadosh Me'elav, even though you called it number 9, it is Kadosh. And Lechi'i Chi'i Kakarile. And the ninth one, you called it 9, which is what it really is, and therefore it does not have Kedushas Meiser, even though it walked out together with number 10. Problem is, you don't know which one is the Meiser and which one is number 9. So you have Chulin and Meiser that are Mu'uravim Zebazeh, and you don't know which one is which. So Karan Asiri, second permutation, both animals come out together at ninth, but you call them both 10, Asiri Chu Muravin Zebazeh. The 10th one has Kedushas Meiser for Hakravi even, that it could be brought as a carbon. The 9th one has Kedusha in the sense that you can't eat it until it develops a mum. My time, well, what's the reason that the 9th one has Kedusha? Because Asiri, Kakari Luhu, Latravayu. You called them both Asiri, and therefore they both have Kedusha, even though one of them is really number 9, and therefore neither of them can be eaten until it develops a mum. Yatsu shnayim basiri, third permutation, two of them come out as the 10th one, meaning 9 came out single file, and then when it came turn for the turn of the 10th one to come out, two animals skip out at the same time, ukra and asiri, and you call them both number 10, asiri v'achad asar mu'urav and zebezeh. The 10th one has kedushas meiser for akrava as well, and the 11th one has kedusha to be makrivet as the carbon shlamim. You just don't know which one is meiser and which one is the shlamim. Kra'an achad asar, if when two jump out at number 10, you call them both 11, asiri v'chulin mu'uravin zebezeh. Then it's the 10th one, it's meiser and chulin that are mixed together. So frakti gemara hasu lamali, why does Rav have to tell me this? Hainu hach, both the situations that Rav described are really the same din. The first situation Rav described, that two of them come out at number 9, and you call them both asiri, that it's asiri yuchiyu mu'uravin zebezeh. So we should figure out on our own that hu adin, when two of them come out at number 10 and you call them both asiri, that it's asiri v'achalas or mu'uravin zebezeh. Meaning when you call two animals asiri and one of them is actually asiri, you just can't identify which one was which. So it should be the same. It doesn't matter if it was two animals jumped out at number 9 or two animals jumped out at number 10. So hakamash, no, the chiddush of Rava is to call b'basachas travayu kakachi, that whenever you call a Shem Asiri on two of them together, and one of them is really the Asiri, Kedusha is Chal on both of them, and even the one that's not the Asiri becomes Kadosh. Even though you were not Oker the Shem Asiri from the actual 10th one, you called them both together the Asiri. So now the Gemara discusses the Chiddush that comes out from Rava, that Bebas Achas, Kedusha could be Chal on two separate animals. Yes, Rav Kahn would come in La Shemaita, so Rav Kahn Rabbanan was saying this idea that if you call Shem Asiri on two separate animals at the same time, and one of them is really the Asiri, that they're both going to be Kadosh. So Amalei Ravashi, the Rav Kana, Ravashi says, to Rav Kana, how could there be Kedusha on number 11, Valolo Nekar, Shem Asiri Emenu? The 10th one did not have Nakira's Shem. And Utnan, our Mishnah said a basic rule about number 11 becoming Kadosh, and that is Zaklal, Kolzman Shlo Nekar, Shem Asiri Emenu, Eina Chalasar Makudash. Unless the 10th one has lost its Shem, number 10, the 11th one cannot become Kadosh. Meaning if you called number 10, number 10, then number 11 will not become Kadosh no matter what you call it, even if you call it number 10. Isn't that against what Rava just told us, that when number 10 and 11 come out at the same time, you call them both in both number 10, that even number 11 will be Kadosh? Says Marah, Hani Mili, when we say Zeha Klal in our Mishnah, that the Kedusha can only be Chal in number 11, if you were Oker, the Shem Asiri, from the Asiri, that's Bezeh Achazeh. That's when they come out one after the other, where the 10th one becomes Kadosh independently, and now you cannot be Makdish number 11, Aval Basachas. But when they both skip out at the same time, and you call them both number 10, Travayu Kokachi, then they will both have Kedusha simultaneously, and one of them will be brought as Meiser, and the second one will be a Shlamim. So ask the Gemara, this din, that if they both jump out, the 10th and 11th jump out together, Bazeh Achar Zeh, if they come out one after the other and you call the 10th one number 10, so the 11th one will not be Kadosh at all, that din behedya katani lav, that's beferish in the Mishnah. Meaning what we're trying to suggest right now is that when the Mishnah concludes with zeh haklal, that there's a rule that the 11th one will never be Kadosh unless you were oker the Shem Asiri from the 10th one. So we said, oh, you know what that klal is teaching me? It teaches me that if number 10 comes out, you call it 10. Number 11 comes out, you call it 10, that 11 will not be Kadosh. Says Mar, that line's not teaching me that halacha. The previous line of the Mishnah told us that halacha beferush. That can't be what Zeha Klal is coming to teach me. Bad Yakadani Lord already said that beferush in the Mishnah. Kari Lachi Asiri, Ula Asiri Asiri, Ula Chalasar Asiri, Eina Chalasar Makudash. That if you call the 10th one number 10 and the 11th one number 10, the 11th one is not going to be Kadosh. Zeha Klal Asuyimai, Lav Lasuyim Basachas. What then could the phrase Zeha Klal coming to teach me? It must be coming to teach me that even when number 10 and 11 jump out together and you call them both number 10, that the 11th one will not be Kadosh because you are not Oker the Shem Asiri. And that's against what Rava said. Says Gemara, lo, you cannot learn from the phrase Zeha Klal that if the 10th and 11th come out together and you call them both Asiri, that Kedusha is Chal only on the 10th and not on the 11th. La suya yatsa asiri velodiber, because Zeha Klal is coming to tell me another chiddush, that what happens if number 10 comes out and you didn't say anything? So then even in that case the Kedusha cannot be chal on number 11 when number 11 then comes out. The halo nek are shem asiri emenu, because even though you didn't call asiri asiri, but you didn't call it anything else either, so you weren't oker shem asiri. That's what the Zeha Klal is coming to tell me. So when you have animals that come out single file, and number 10 comes out, and then number 11 comes out, as long as number 10 was not called any other number, then number 11 will not have Kedusha. That's what we're learning from a Mishnah. Whether number 10 was called 10, or whether number 10 was not called anything, number 11 will not have Kedusha. But when two animals jump out at the same time, and number 10 and 11 jump out at the same time, and you call them both number 10, then number 11 will have Kedusha. And the Gemara brings a raya that two that come out at the same time will both have Kedusha, d'ilote ma'achi, because if you don't say that, hadetani, when the Bryce says, yatsu shnayim basiri, that if two of them come out as number 10, v'lo kodam echad mehen es chavero, and one does not jump out before the other one, they both come out at the same time, ukra en asiri, and you call them both number 10, asiri va'acharasar mu'ravin zebazeh. The 10th one has Kedushas Meisr, the 11th one has Kedushas Shlamim, but they're mixed in. You don't know which one has Kedushas Meisr, which one has Kedushas Shlamim. But l'char, that's difficult. Why should the 11th one be Kadosh? The tenth one didn't lose the Shem Asiri. You never were oker the Shem Asiri. It must be that that whole rule of being oker Shem Asiri, and only when you're oker Shem Asiri can 11 become kadosh. But if you're not oker Shem Asiri, 11 can't become kadosh. That whole rule is only when they come out single file. But if two jump out at the same time, then the 11th one can become kadosh, even though you called the 10th one kadosh as well. So it says, well, if that's your best raya, that's true, imishum ha lo iria. If that's the raya, it's not such a strong raya. We could be docha that raya. Hachad mayaskin on the brisa, it says that the 10th and the 11th are mu'urav with each other, even though the 10th one was also called 10, is the kadam chad minai va'apikloresha. It might have been talking about where one of these animals stuck its head out of the deer, and that was the real 10th, and then v'karya achadasar, you made a mistake, you called it number 11, v'hadar yarav v'nafik ba'adadi, and then it stuck its head back in, it got mixed in with the other animals, v'karinu asiri, and then when it came out subsequently, you called it number 10. So that's where the Kedusha could be chala number 11. Ta'anek ha-shem asiri emenu, because you actually were oker the shem asiri from it, because when it first stuck its head out, you called it 11. That's oker shem asiri emenu. Then when it later came out together with another animal, and you call them both 10, so now they're both going to be kadosh. Says Gemara, vaha lo kadam katani. How can you say the Bryce is talking about that it stuck its head out first, and then it says it refers in the Bryce, lo kadam, that neither one came out before the other one. No, my lo kadam, the hadar yarv. When it says lo kadam, it just means that they subsequently got mixed in together, and then two came out at the same time. But it doesn't mean that it was never kadam. It could have in advance stuck its head out. Ukiman, and who is our Brisa assuming like that calling the 10th one number 11 is considered to be an Akiras Shem Asiri? Delo Karebi. It's assuming against Rebbe. The Rebbe, Ha'amar Achadas Ar Lo'avi Akira. Rebbe has this great Chiddush. Rebbe's Chiddush is that when you call the 10th one number 11, that's not called that you were Oker the Shem Asiri. Because calling the 10th one 11 is also called, is considered as if you called it Shem Asiri. How is that possible? How is that possible that calling it the wrong number is as if you called it the right number? That's not Oker Shem Asiri. So we're going to have to see in a few lines from now, the Gemara is going to deal with that. But first the Gemara says, nah, filu tema Rebbe. Our Brisa could even be assuming like Rebbe, and we could be talking about where one of them stuck its head out first and you called it Achadasar. Kiyama Rebbe, you know when Rebbe said that calling it Achadasar is not considered an Akira? That's only when you have lots and lots of animals, and there are going to be multiple animals that are going to be designated as Meiser, because you have dozens of animals. So you have more than 20, or 30 or 40, whatever. So you can have more than one Meiser. Now we understand Rebbe a little bit. When Rebbe says that calling number 10, 11, Achadasar, is not an Akira, that's because he's touching up the word Achadasar as my first Meiser. Not 11, but my first Achad, number one, of my Asar, of my Meiser. Yet, that only makes sense if there are going to be many Meisros, if there are going to be many animals that are Meiser Behema. That's when Rebbe says that it's not considered an Akira. Darmin Chad Isura Ka'amar, my first Meiser. Hachad Lasle Behemos Tvei. But in the Brisa we're talking about where there are under 20 animals, there's only going to be one Meiser. And therefore, if you call number 10, 11, that in fact is an Akira. Then you have uprooted the Shem Meiser from it, and that allows for number 11 to actually be kadosh. My Rebbe, what's the source that Rebbe holds this idea that if you call number 10, 11, that it's not considered an Akira? Titania, because we have Rebaisa. Karla Asiri, Achadasar, Ula Achadasar Asiri. If you call number 10, 11, and number 11, 10, Ein Achadasar Kadosh Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds that the 11th one will not be Kadosh. Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Achadasar Kadosh. Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda says, yes, the 11th one will be Kadosh. Klal Omer Rebbe. Rebbe says the rule. Kol Zman Shlonek, Hashem Asiri Emenu, Ein Achadasar Kadosh. That if you have not been Oker the Shem Asiri from the 10th one, then the 11th one will not be Kadosh. And by calling the 10th one 11, you have not been Oker its Shem Asiri. Amar Rava, Hachamayaskinan, De Islei Behemos Tuva, but Rava explains explains, Rebbe only holds that when there are many, many animals. So there are going to be multiple maestros, and therefore calling number 10 Achad Asar could be touched up to mean the first of my maestros, but you're not actually calling it 11. Tarminon Chad Isura Ka'amar. We assume he means the first of his maestros. Okay, now going back to what Rava said, Yatsu Shnayim Basiri. We said if two animals jump out as number 10, and you call them both number 10, so it's Asiri V'Achad Asar Mu Ravin Zebezeh. So, okay, so what does that mean? What do you do now? So we have three brises tell us three different things. Tanicha, the one brisa says that when it's a meiser and a shlamim, that a mu'uravim zebzeh yiru, they should both graze until they develop a mum, and you should bring a behem aschulin and say whichever one of these is a shlamim should be mechulal on this new animal that I'm bringing. Then that new animal you would bring as an actual carbon shlamim, and now you could eat both of them because any meiser that develops a mum, you're allowed to eat. So one of them that was a shlamim has lost its kedusha shlamim because you've now exchanged it on to a new animal that you brought as a shlamim, and the other one that's meiser you're allowed to eat anyway. So both of them you're allowed to eat normally. V'tanachada, and then we have another brisa that says that when meiser and shlamim are muravim zebzeh yakrivu, bring them both as a carbon shlamim. Chaz v'shok requires tenufa and nesina lekohanim. Chaz v'shok of a carbon shlamim. So do that for both of them. And zrikas dam b'shtei matanu shein arba for both of them. V'tayni idach, and there's a third brisa that tells us yamusu, that both of them should die because they can't be brought as karbanos. So lechora that's a triple stira. Says the Gemara, no, we can reconcile all the brisas. Lo kasha. Hadatani Yeru, the Brisa says that they should graze until they develop a mum, and then until they both develop mumin, and then be mechala the kedusha shlamim on a third animal, and then you can eat them both. Rabbananhi da amri ein mavin kachim the base of psul. That's assuming like the shita of the Rabbanan that you're not allowed to cause kachim to become pasul and be chayiv and sreifa. So you can't be makriv both of them as a shlamim misafek and to give the chaz of a shok of both of them to a kohen, because that's going to be maybe kachim the base of psul. How's that maybe kachim the base of psul? Everything's going to get eaten. You'll give the chaz of a shok of both of them to kohanim. Kohanim will eat them. Maybe you're not going to find enough kohanim to eat them both within the amount of time that a carbon shlamim has to get eaten, within 2 days and one night, and therefore the chaz of a shok of one of them may go uneaten. So that by designating both of them as a carbon shlamim, we're treating both of them as a carbon shlamim, it will be maybe both of them lebeis apsul, and that's why they say that yiru, you should let them graze until they develop a mum, as opposed to bringing both of them as a carbon shlamim. The hadatani and the bryce that says yakrivu, let them both be brought as a carbon shlamim. Rabbi Shimon hi damar mevi and kachim lebeis apsul. That follows the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, who holds that we're allowed to be maybe kachim lebeis apsul. So you can be makriv the one that's meiser as a shlamim, even though that means you're going to be more limited in what you could do with the chaz of a shok. The chaz of a shok is not going to be allowed to be eaten by anybody. It's only going to be allowed to be eaten by kohanim, and that might bring it lebeis apsul. Nevertheless, you're allowed to do that. He's not concerned about that. Tosfos raises the question that shlamim requires smicha. Meiser does not require smicha. So Tosfos says, yeah, but smicha is not ma'akev, so we're not so choshesh for the loss of smicha. The matnos dam of meiser and shlamim are not the same, because the dam of shlamim is nitan ba'arba matanos. You throw the dam on two karnos on his back, but each keren goes onto the two tzadim, so it's shtayim shein arba, whereas dam meiser is only matana achas. So nevertheless, it also says you could do arba matanos on both of them, because there's machlokas mesechas vachim. If you have damim that get mixed together, then you should do arba matanos on the damim that you should. We have damim that requires arba matanos, so the damim that requires matana achas. Where Rabbi Lazar says yinasnu arba matanos, and Rabbi Shua says only matana achas. Because anything that's arba matanos that you do matana achas, you yotzei, and Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Lazar, so you could do both of them arba matanos, and that's what we're assuming, that it's workable. Meaning, whatever other differences there are between the shlamim and a meiser, we can work through those differences. The smicha we can work through; it's not ma'akev. The matnas dam, there is a discussion in the Gemara what to do about such cases of matnas dam. So each of the other differences are workable, and that's why Rabbi Shimon would say yakrivu, let them both bring a let them both be brought as a shlamin. Vahadatani Yamusu, and the Braisa that says let them both die. Rabbi Yehuda he damar tolus meiser tzmura havya. That's assuming like Rabbi Yehuda who holds that if you call the 11th one number 10, it's kadosh because it's considered a tzmura of the actual meiser. Kasav Rabbi Yehuda tzmuras meiser mesa, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that a tzmuras meiser has to be left to die. It, you can't be makrovit, you have to let it die, and that's why when you call the shame asiri on two of them that come out together, they both have to be left to die because one of them is a tumuras meiser and has to be left to die, and you can't identify which one it is, so you let them both die. So ask the Gemara, wait a second, kasavar Rabbi Yehuda tumuras meiser mesa, is that true that Rabbi Yehuda holds that anytime you have a tumuras meiser it has to be left to die? Vatnan, but our Mishnah said that if you call the ninth one number 10 and then the 10th one number 9 and the 11th one number 10, so Rabbi Yehuda said that the 11th one, which is like a shlamim, cannot make a tumura because it's considered to be a tumuras meiser, and a tumura cannot make a further tumura. And on that, Amru Mishumra Meir, Ilu Haya Tumura, Lo Haya Karev. If the 11th one would be considered a tumura of the 10th, then it wouldn't be, you wouldn't be able to be makriv because it's tumuras meiser, you can't be makriv. Because the 11th one is, and since the 11th one is brought as a carbon shlamim, you see it has kedusha like a carbon shlamim, machmas atzmo, it's not considered a tumura of the 10th one. So if you're maimir another behema on it, it will be osa tumura. So machal Rabbi Yehuda savar karav. From the fact that Rabbi Meir said you can't be makriv a tumura, and he's arguing on Rabbi Yehuda, makes it sound like Rabbi Yehuda holds that a tumuras meiser actually can be brought as a carbon shlamim. So how can we say that Rabbi Yehuda holds a tumuras meiser has to be left to die, it cannot be brought as a carbon? The chitema, unless you're going to say we're misunderstanding this conversation between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir lemay desvir lekamar. Rabbi Meir is saying according to the to his own shita that the 11th one is brought as a shlamim, that the 11th one is not considered a tamura of the 10th one because he holds you bring it as a shlamim. If it would be a tamura, it wouldn't be karav. But you cannot prove from there that Rabbi Yehuda holds that tamuras meiser is karav, because it could be Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Mishnah and holds that since the 11th one is considered a tamuras meiser, it's not karav and it's not osa tamura. Vatanya, but we can't say that that's what's going on in the Mishnah, because we have a brisa that tells us ein bein achadasar l'shlamim, there's no difference between an 11th animal that you called 10 and any other carbon shlamim, elashazel osa kedusha likarev, except for that estam carbon shlamim, if you do a tamura on it, on another animal, the behemoth that you do the tamura on will have full kedusha to even be brought on the mizbeach. Vizeh, whereas the 11th one that was called the number 10, ain osa kedusha likarev. If you try to do a tamura on it, it's not mekadesh the tamura to be royal akrava, because a taus meiser, whenever you make a mistake in the meiser cheshbon, the fact that the 11th one will become kadosh is only as a tamura, and ain tamura osa tamura. So div Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda. So it sounds like kadosh likarev hu delo avid ha'iu gufei karev. Sounds like the 11th one is not going to be able to make another animal kadosh likarev, but the 11th one itself is kadosh lahakrava. So you can't say that Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with our whole Mishnah and holds that a tumuras meiser is ein akreva, because he says that the 11th one in fact will become kadosh. Va'od, and I bring another raya that Rabbi Yehuda does not disagree with this whole din. Ditanya, because we have a brisa that tells us as follows. Im min ha-bakar. The pasuk says im min ha-bakar. So we darshan l'rabos achadasar, that if the 11th one was called 10 l'shlamim, it's brought as a carbon shlamim. Yachol shani marba afachi. So I might think that even if I call number 9 number 10, that it should also be brought as a carbon shlamim. So amarta v'chi hegdish l'fanav mekadesh o la'achrav mekadesh. So is by any other hegdish that's osa tamura, is it able to be mekadesh its tamura before it itself becomes kadosh? No, it's only able to make a tamura after it's already kadosh. If you never had a meiser yet, then you can't have a tamuras meiser. So number 9 can't become kadosh as a tamuras meiser, because number 9 comes before number 10. Only when you had meiser can number 11 become a tamuras meiser. Aviomer la'achrav mekadesh. It's most mustaver that meiser can only make a tamura after the Meiser itself became Kadosh. So the ninth one cannot become Kadosh as a Shlamim because Tumuras Meiser, because the tenth one is not yet Kadosh, but the 11th one can become a Tumuras Meiser. So Stam Sifra Mani, who's the Stam Sifra, who's the author of a Brisa and Torah's Kohanim that's mentioned Stam, where you don't mention the name of any Tana? So Rabbi Yehuda, the rule is that that's always Rabbi Yehuda. Vikatani, and it says, Minabakar, Lerabos Achadas, Lishlamim. So you see, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the 11th one that's called number 10 is Tumuras Meiser, and therefore it's brought as a Shlamim and is not left to die. So you cannot say that the Brisa that says that Shneim Yamusu follows Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. So Ella says Gemara, we have to come up with a different answer. Tirgum Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi Abba Kamed Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi Abba explained in front of Rabbi Yochanan that the Brisa that says Shneim Yamusu, the Brisa that says that they should both die, not that it's Stam following Rabbi Yehuda, but Meiser Bizman Azeh Askinan is talking about Meiser nowadays when we don't have a Beis Hamikdash. And the reason it's Yamusu is Umishum Takala, because otherwise we have to be choshesh that it's going to be something terrible is going to happen. Either we're going to do Giza or Avoda or something like that with it, or you're going to shecht it without it developing a mum. And therefore, when you're mafresh meiser behema, you have to just let it stay in somewhere, your konso bekipa, until it just dies on its own. It dies of starvation. So when we say that you kill the you let it die, you let the 10th and the 11th one die, that's not because it's considered a tamura. And it's Tamura's Dina Lemisa. No, it's Kadosh even Lahakrava. You just have to let it die because it's Bizman Azeh, and we don't have the ability to be Makriv. So, absent the ability to be Makriv, Shneim Yamusu. So, frankly, Gemara, Ihachi, my Iri Atrei, Afilu Chadnami. Then, why does the Brisa have to tell us a case where two of them jump out at the same time, number 10 and 11 are both called 10, and they jump out at the same time? Then, Shneim Yamusu, if the whole point is that we're dealing with Bizman Azeh, where you can't bring anything as a carbon anyway, and we're so nervous about Takal, that any animal that has Kedusha, we just have to let it die, so then why do you have to make a fancy case where two of them jump out at the same time? Even if one of them comes out at number, they all came out single file, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you counted exactly correctly, and you called number 10 Meiser, so the halacha should still be that it's Holich Lemisa, so that you're not Bali De Takala. So it says Lomi Vayakamar, when the Brisa says this case where two of them come out at the same time, it was like an Ein Sarach Lomar. Lomi Vayakamar, you don't even need to tell me that if one animal comes out as number 10, then for sure you're going to let it die, the less they say that, because you're not even losing out from that, because either way, you would have been chayv to be mafreshed as meiser, and you would not have been able to eat it, because it's not roi lakrava, so there's no loss to the bailim by locking it up and letting it die. Avaltrei, kiven de nefishib seda. But when two animals skip out at number 10 and you call them both number 10, where there could be a significant loss of money if you have to let them both die, l'shinu adenipol b'humum avalichlinu, I might think that we might give the guy a heter to leave them around for a little while, feed them, let them develop a mum, and then you'll be able to eat them. So kamash mlan. That's why it tells us, no, we're so nervous about takala that any time any animal has kedusha, even if it's two animals that has kedusha, and it's going to mean an entire loss of a full animal, doesn't matter. You have to let them both die. Okay, so now we're up to the very last sugya of the Masechta, and this is going, we've been discussing what happens if you mess up in your counting of Meiser Behema. So now we're going to talk about what if you didn't mess up in your counting, you asked the Shliach to do Meiser Behema for you, and he messed up in the counting. So do all the halachas that we said about you messing up apply to your Shliach as well? How far do we take Shluch HaShlokim Kamosa, or do we say that no, I told the Shliach to do something for me, he messed up? I could tell the Shliach, I sent you to do something good for me, not to mess up for me. So Itmar, Ha'omer l'shlucho tseva aser alai. You tell the Shliach, go take Meiser from my behemos. And the Shliach messes up. Rav Papi Mishmei Derava Omar, Kara l'chi asiri Kadosh, that if he calls the ninth one 10, it actually is Kadosh, because you don't really lose from that mistake, because the ninth one is not going to be Kadosh la'akrava, even if you call it number 10. It's just that you have to wait till it develops a mum, and then, so that's not such a big deal. You wait till it develops a mum, and then you'll be able to eat it anyway. And therefore, it's not such a significant mistake. But if he calls number 11 10, then it's not Kadosh, you're allowed to eat it, because the Kedusha of the 11th one would be kedusha shlamim. So if it actually has kedusha, you're going to lose because the carbon shlamim you have to give the chazan and shok to kohanim. The bailim doesn't get to enjoy the chaz v'shok. So that you could say, no, I didn't send you to cost me money like that. V'Rav Papa Amar Afilu Kara L'Chi Asiri. Rav Papa says, even if the shliach calls the ninth one number 10, Eino Kadosh. Even that, you could say, is too much of a mistake. It's not going to be Kadosh. Amar Leil, L'Tkunish HaDetich Av Lo Lavusei. That you can say to the guy, I didn't want to have to wait till this animal develops a mum before eating it. So granted, I'll still be able to eat the whole animal, but I'm very restricted right now. Now I have to wait till it develops a mum. That wasn't my interest. And therefore, you could say that that was a bittul of the shlichus. When he messed up and he miscounted, that's a bittul of the entire shlichus. So frak the Gemara, this idea that a shliach messes up in the exact counting, that's going to be mevatal el shlichus, doesn't seem to jive with another Mishnah about a shliach messing up in a cheshbon. Why should this be any different than the Mishnah Maseches Trumos in the fourth paragraph of Maseches Trumos when it talks about the shear of truma? A guy goes and tells the shliach, go and take truma for me. Now the din min haTorah is afilu chita achas poteres es kol hakri, even a single stalk of wheat will pater everything from truma. But the Chachamim provided in the fourth paragraph of Maseches Trumos three potential shiurim: ayin yafa, a generous 1/40th; ayin ra'a, a stingier 1/60th; and ayin beinonis, the average 1/50th. So you tell your shliach, go and take truma. Toreim kedas balabais. So the shliach could be toreim based on what the balabais normally does. He should figure out if the balabais normally does 1/50th, that's what he should do. 1/40th, that's what he should do. 1/60th, that's what he should do. Imeini yodeh daito shel balabais. Let's say he doesn't know the balabais so well. He doesn't know what his habits are in terms of being mafresh truma. So then toreim bebeinonis echad michamishim. Assume the average. Most people are the average, so it's 1/50th. That's what you do. But what if he did 1/60th or 1/40th? So instead of taking 2 out of 100, he took 2.5 out of 100, and that therefore he was poches from the balabayas, or he took less than 2 out of 100. He gave the balabayas extra, meaning he left the balabayas with more than he wanted to be truma. So truma, it's still going to be a valid truma. So the kasha from this mishnah is that you see that even when the shliach was torein ba'ayin yafa, which is more than the balabayas wanted to give, it's still a valid shlichus, and the balabayas can't say, no, I didn't want to lose out the extra stuff. So how come over here the balabayas could say, I didn't want to lose out the chaz v'shok, I didn't want to lose out on the time that I have to wait now till the animal develops a mum, and therefore the whole shlichus is batel? So Amri, so they explain there's a big difference. Hasam, when it comes to truma, kiven di ikah detarim ba'ein yafa, vika detarim ba'ein ra'a, amr lahachi madicha. It's a reasonable assumption to make that the guy might want to give 1/40th or 1/60th, because those are things that people actually do. The Mishnah in fact says Beferish Maseches Trumos that it's only if the guy, the shliach, said that I thought that was in fact the das of the balabais. But if he knew that the balabais is always stingy and he decided to make him generous, then the shlichus is absolutely not valid. Then it's not going to be a truma, because the balabais could say because the whole svar for this halacha is that the shliach can reasonably say bekacha madaticha, this was my assessment of you that I thought that you would be willing to give. So it has to be a reasonable assessment, lahachi madaticha. But hacha, when it comes to ma'aser behema, calling the number 10 on an animal that was not number 10, that's not a thing. No one does that. That's not like another option of how to do ma'aser behema. That is simply ta'usahi. That is very simply a mistake. And that, you could say, you're not my shliach to make mistakes. So Amar, the Bailam, could say to the shliach, lo'i bo'yolach l'miti, you should not have made a mistake. You should have done my shlichus and called the 10th 1/10. And since you didn't do like the Ratzon of the Bailim, you called the 9th 1/10 or the 11th 1/10. That's not going to have kedusha at all, and that the Bailim can shech and eat right away, because it's not going to have a status of shlichus whatsoever. So Adzalak Ma'aser Behema Sligala Maseches Bechoros.